Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to a special episode of No Small Roles, where we leave our main campaign behind and instead explore the question, where in the world is Dwayne Fabulosa? I'm David Knight, your Dungeon Master, and I'm very happy to say that once again claiming his seat at the table is the oh-so-fabulous Jeremy Cobb.
Woo! Hello!
And he's not alone. That's right, folks. He's only gone and brought a friend with him. It's Jasper William Cartwright!
Yeah!
Awesome!
Who, me?
Wild!
Woo! Hi, everyone. How y'all doing?
Doing real
very
well.
Good. Very good.
Very exciting.
For everybody who has completely missed the ferry on this one, do you two want to introduce where you're from, like your own show, et cetera, et cetera?
Yes. We are...
Go on, Jeremy.
Yeah, we are two-thirds of the podcast, Three Black Halflings. We're a D&D podcast, well, really a TTRPG slash general nerd podcast. We do DM tips. We talk about diversity in D&D as well as just all nerd spheres. We do interviews. We give player tips and we do actual play. It's a real smorgasbord of options over at Three Black Halflings. Yeah.
We do a lot.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So much. I feel like every topic that you sit into, you just absolutely make it the most enjoyable topic that you has ever come before. That's what's so good about it.
Oh, thank you.
We don't necessarily know what we're talking about, but it's hella fun.
We sound like we're having a really good time talking about these things that we don't understand.
Yes. Yeah.
We do have also an assortment of our main cast here tonight. They'll be popping up in exciting ways throughout the adventure. But before we get to that, let's cue the theme tune.
Prepare your party of players and polyhedral dice. Your tragic backstory better be worth the sacrifice. Seize your sheets and D20.
Let's play D&D.
You'll have your character swaggers with daggers in each hand. You've all discussed what you must, but even best laid plans. Take a turn when checks are missed.
Roll initiative.
Brandish your blades. Don't fail your saves. No risk to the great, no choice to bold. This is your story.
No guts, no glory.
Confront your fate with every roll. Every roll.
A hero rises inside, one who will pay the price. Their chance of success will rest upon the dice.
No risk too great, no choice too bold. This is no small loss.
A streak of blue soars across the sunset, heading northward, away from Lake Dravain, hoping to lead danger away from the Chugalon. Below, a golden forest stretches out, but that soon gives way to a dappled ocean beyond. For a brief moment, Dwayne, you glide gently, your wingtips drawing lines through the evening clouds. A calm washes over you, It's been actually a long time since you've flown. You've almost forgotten how peaceful it could be. But that peace is incredibly short-lived, because as the shoreline of Aeland comes into view below, a barbed net suddenly blasts through the sky, colliding against your body and wrapping itself tightly around you. Your wings are pinned as you try to beat them free, they get tangled even further, and you find yourself plummeting to the shore below. Vicky, still on the deck of your ship, what do you look like?
So I am a human woman. She's quite statuesque and sort of barrel-shaped. You would probably describe her as a battle axe, which is one of the two weapons that are slung over her shoulders. She has clothes that look like they were like ladies' clothes, but they've been like re-sewn up and repurposed to look like this, like a patchwork of very like functional clothes. Mm. So they're sort of quite good materials, but she's got like sort of dungaree style things and everything, like her sleeves rolled up and she's got arms like hams. She's got scratched into her axe and then sort of tattooed up her arm, up her left arm, the initials LAAD in, sort of quite a fancy font. She's a bit grubby. She's not taken massively good care of herself.
Nice. Can I ask, who was stood at the ballista? Was it you yourself or one of your crew members?
Me!
Amazing. So from behind you, there's just a round of applause across the deck of the ship.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That was amazing. Very well done, Valerie.
I know. It's just all in a day's work for the lads.
What do we do now? Do we go after it?
Yes, of course we do. Come.
Do you really think it was a dragon?
Of course it was a dragon. What else could it be?
I have not seen a dragon around here for quite a while.
No, well, they are few and far between, but when we get one, boy, oh boy, do we need to go full on and really get it.
Okay, you're the boss. Petra in, like, sort of a little bandana across her head, this sort of grey-skinned half-orc, who just looks quite happy to be there on the deck helping out, starts bossing the other people around. And she pulls some sails so that the boat starts turning into the wind, heading for the shoreline. Dwayne.
Yes.
As you fell and fell and fell, did you do anything? At what point, if any, did you turn back into being a halfling?
Yes. So as I'm flying, I think, I guess as I'm falling, would I be able to see, like, as I'm tumbling, would I be able to see where this barbed net came from as I'm, like, tumbling through the air?
Ooh, I will let you make a perception check.
Okay.
Just straight perception check.
Okay, here we go. Ooh, okay, that is a 23.
Oh, yes, in which case, yeah, as you've sort of, you try angling yourself around and as, like, the ground's coming up faster and faster, but you do just see this one ship, the only ship in the area, so it clearly must have been that attacked you. It's still quite a way away from you, though, and as you're falling, your trajectory is definitely coming further inland than necessarily going to land in the water.
Oh, so I might land on land?
Yes.
Oh no. Okay.
There is a brief bit of a relief that it does look quite a marshy land, quite waterlogged, but you're definitely above the land at the moment.
Okay. I don't have Featherfall. I'm tumbling through the air. I think what I would like to do is it possible for me to glide, like to slow my descent using my wings?
Make a dexterity check.
Okay. Is this a saving throw or just a regular dexterity check?
Let's make it a saving throw. As you're sort of trying, this net is completely wrapped around you, so it's just trying to make sure that enough of your wings are out that sort of you're coming in more of a glide than anything else.
Okay, that is an 18.
An 18, amazing. That will help in some ways. But yeah, so as the ground comes up faster and faster, you sort of pivot just a little bit. You get enough of a breeze under your wings that, like, it slows the fall. But even as you collide with the ground and go tumbling into the mud, kicking up water and marsh and all the rest of it, you do take 36 points of damage.
Mm.
good god!
What?
Good old bludgeoning damage.
Oh my gosh.
Good morning.
Yeah.
This is. Do I have cover of darkness right now as I poof, onto the.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think what I would like to do as I lie here is see if. Oh man. I'm on high alert. I think at this point I need to. Okay. Can I take out my rape? Does this net seem like something that I might be able to cut?
Yeah, you reckon you could give it a go.
Okay, I'm gonna take out my rapier and try to burn through. And I think this is the first time that I've transformed like this in a long time. I feel like my old dragon powers are sort of returning a little bit. I'm going to take out my rapier and I'm going to make an attack roll. But before I do that, I'm going to touch my rapier and infuse it with fire energy so that it will help me to cut through this net more effectively.
Amazing. So as you've collided with the ground, have you turned into a halfling again?
Yes, I'll go ahead and transform back into a halfling.
Yeah. So yeah, you're sort of the net as it sort of stuck to you. Some of its barbs are still sticking in your skin, but obviously, like being a much smaller form now, like sort of maneuvering yourself around and starting to cut through. Yeah, make an attack roll against the net for me.
Okay. Shout out to the two crew. That is 8.
Mm-hmm. It takes you a while, I'll say. You'd take another sort of 6 points of piercing damage as like these little bits of barb, like you keep catching yourself on them, sort of slicing you up the arms a little bit. But yeah, it takes you a moment that you're slowly and surely you get yourself out of the net and you are waist high in water, in muddy, murky, mossy water.
Okay, I'm going to then, as soon as I've extricated myself, breathing heavily, bleeding from a dozen cuts and very badly bruised, I was thinking to myself, my goodness, my outfit is ruined. I'm going to, can I see them coming? Like these, the people from this ship?
I was saying no, not from where you are. So if you've landed far enough inland that you almost can't even see the sea from your angle.
Then I would like to cast invisibility on myself and sneak away as best I can to try and keep an eye out. I'm going to try and get some distance between me and them, but still put myself in a vantage point so that I can see them, but they can't see me.
Mm-hmm. Clever.
So I will take out my hurdy-gurdy and play just an ominous undertone.
Yeah.
Like a drone, like... as the tone starts to emit, I think it fills me with a sense of calm, and I sort of lead into the vibrations, and I think anyone looking at me would see me sort of flicker, then completely wink out of existence as I then start to...
Mm-hmm.
I think what I would do is... can I have kept my tail and sort of like wiped my trail behind me as I'm crawling through the mud so that it looked I'm just sort of smoothing the path so it looks like something happened, but you can't tell. Like you can't tell that a person walked away from here.
Yeah, absolutely.
A tracker walks past and goes, hey, look at this drunken dragon path.
So as you're moving through, completely invisible, there is then just like a ripple in your path. That's completely like wiping away all of the mud and like sort of like smoothing out a lot of the more gloopier sections of this marsh. You do have to have a pause for a moment though, because emerging from the water not too far away, Jasper, do you want to describe your character?
Basically emerging from this like swampy water. Imagine like a really, really old school like diving suit, but it's like plate armor that has been like welded together, so it's like airtight on the inside, and kind of coming up. I imagine there's probably like a little bit of like electrical energy is kind of like zipping around inside like the inside of the eyes, so you can sort of see some slight glowing eyes coming up from sort of with like moss and stuff covered all over them, and they're just gonna like emerge like a little as like the helmet comes off, and just underneath you see this half-orc face, these like very short tusks, like a very nondescript looking like half orc, like greyish skin, but just with the most stunning flowing black hair that like comes down, like looks like way past his shoulder blades, like he hasn't cut this in a long time, and just kind of does like the full slow motion like flick of the hair, and then probably like immediately trips on some like marshland or something and just face plants. The hair then gets completely ruined, and it's, oh man, what the, oh come on, no. Let me get, where did I put my, and then he's like searching around for his helmet trying to pick that up because he's probably dropped that somewhere. He pops a little ring on his finger and just kind of like zoop, and just like starts standing on top of the water where he was like sunken in. Do I notice this guy, or am I? Actually, probably no.
From your vantage point, you would have seen something colliding with the ground, slightly murkier because you were under the water at the time. But as you've sort of risen to see what it is, you can only see an empty net.
The hell?
And sort of ripples in the water that are moving away, or moving towards you.
Hey? Is anybody, I think we kind of agreed this is like my area to fish in. Can we? Hello?
Can I roll an insight check on this person?
Go for it.
I fully thought that was you speaking. I was like,
Dwayne gets up close and whispers in your ear.
I do have a passive perception of 17, actually.
Wonderful. Ooh, nice.
I got a 22.
Damn.
On insight.
22 for insight.
Jeremy, I'll send you my backstory.
What's your star sign?
I'm trying to see, first of all, does this person appear to be in any way affiliated with the people who just attacked me? Like, does this person seem to know, like, does it seem like they were, like, lying in wait for me? Mm. And also, if not, how easily might this person be manipulated?
So you definitely get the beat that this person is completely unconnected to what's happened. They're genuinely just curious. As for ability to be persuaded, yeah, Jasper, how?
I would say, like, you get the sense that he's, like, got his wits about him, but, like, seems pretty easygoing. Like, you might not be able to, like, lie to him that well. He knows what he's like. He's very sure of foot, but, like, if you made a good proposition, he'd be fine. Do you know what I mean? He's very chill. That's what I would say.
And I just heard you say that you have made a deal with somebody that you're the only one who's supposed to be fishing around here.
I'll let you know. That's definitely a lie. He's just trying to scare other fishermen off.
Oh, okay.
with that insight, that was definitely him just being like, come on, let me fish here.
Okay. I think Dwayne's going to see this as just this is an opportunity at the very least. I think I'm going to I'm going to crouch below the water just very slowly and then drop invisibility and then dramatically and flop lying flat. Is anyone there? Help.
What?
Can someone help me, please? I've fallen from a great height. My steed, it's gone. I can't find it. Please, anyone. Can anyone help me?
You fell? You fell from a great height? Like, how?
Yes,
what?
I
was looking in that general direction, and then you were just, you came up. You didn't come down, you came up.
Yes, no, I came down first, and then I came up.
How long were you down?
Far too long. It was very unpleasant.
My word, man. Come here, let me help you.
I stagger forward and sort of swoon into this half-orc's arms. Oh my gosh.
I will immediately baby swaddle, like, okay, little fella, tell me what's up.
I'm fanning myself with my hat as you're doing this. I say, oh my goodness, I was simply flying through the air on my my special steed. His name is Bertram, and as we were flying along, we were suddenly attacked from out of nowhere by a horrible barbed net. We tumbled out of the sky. Bertram managed to position himself between me and the ground, but once we landed, I believe he was spooked. He started thrashing violently and flew away somewhere. I don't know, maybe he flew off or ran off. I don't know where he is, and I'm all alone.
DM, can I roll an insight check? I mean, I definitely see something fly off.
Yeah. May the odds be forever in your favor, Jasper.
I will take this challenge.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Go for it.
Come on, Jasper. Natural 20, this bad boy.
Even if you did.
It's still a rough chance here. Mm-hmm.
Do I still roll deception? Do I roll deception to oppose
yeah,
this?
Go yeah, go for yeah. it.
Okay. Well, first of all, see if you beat a 21.
Good lord.
That's the baseline.
That's a 19 plus 7. 26. Ooh. Let's go.
Okay, let's see.
Let's go.
Ding, ding, ding. Charles Xavier has arrived.
Dwayne has met his match. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. You beat it. It's a 21. So you could tell that I was lying about possibly most of what I just said. Certainly not all of it. I definitely did fall from the sky and I am injured and I'm all alone and somebody attacked me out of nowhere. But all this information about a steed and Bertram and all that stuff doesn't seem legit.
Hey, I know what it's like to have a steed. We best go find him, huh? Why don't we go find my friend Judge, huh? He'd be able to help you find your steed for sure.
Who is this judge person?
Well, you'll know soon enough. Come on, and I'll just like...
I immediately cast Detect Thoughts. As I'm being carried away.
Can I roll initiative with Jeremy, please? No, I'm fully kidding.
Oh my gosh.
I just say, I'll serenade us as we walk. And I'm going to cast Detect Thoughts as I'm playing a beautiful lullaby on my hurdy-gurdy to try and lull him into a false sense of security.
Amazing. Jasper, what's your like surface level thoughts? I assume you're thinking of Judge in some way.
Yeah, I'm thinking, okay, now where to leave Judge? I need to tell him about this weird guy I've got in my arms. This is so, what a day. I mean, fell from the sky. This guy didn't fall from the sky, but he was under the water, so I don't know where he came from. But I cannot wait to tell Judge. Judge! And I said that out loud.
I think I'm going to say, could you just sit me down for a moment, please? I think I may have injured something as the adrenaline is wearing off.
Okay, I'm going to look this strange, strange person in the eye and just say, now look, I'll set you down, that's fine, but just don't lie to me again. Like, I don't, if you're in trouble, I'll help you. That's not a problem. You just don't got to lie about it. Like, I definitely, there was no mount. I don't know how you got here. I don't think you fell, but just tell me, be honest. Look, me and Judge, we're fair. We're very, very fair people. So just be honest and we'll call it even. No worries. No harm, no foul, huh? So do you want help or not?
Is what he's saying true based on his surface thoughts?
100%. Okay. Like, he is being, like, so straightforward. Like, there is... I'll tell you right now, I have a minus one to deception. There will be no lie.
Then I say... Oh, I'm so sorry. It's just... You see, I'm on the run. There are dark forces pursuing me.
Cool.
And you're right, there was no steed. Twas I.
You were the steed?
Yes, I am my own steed, you see.
Holy cow, you rode yourself?
Yes, it's...
How do you even do that? Show me. Show me right now, my dude. You have to show me right now, but that's so cool. Show me how you ride yourself.
Right.
He's so held up on the preposition of this. He can't quite fathom it.
Can I cast polymorph on myself to turn myself into what appears to be a small, like, wyvern with a halfling body on top of it, like some sort of weird halfling centaur. Like, even if I don't have legs, just like a halfling torso extending out of a wyvern body.
I will allow it. And it kind of comes out as, like, the little halfling on top is almost just like this weird growth on your back. It's not quite.
There's like a full beat and then... Oh. I am so... That was incredibly rude of me. I'm so sorry. That is quite a sight.
It's all right. I'm used to it.
How does the balance in flight even work? Like, that looks... You're off to one side.
Yes. I sort of just lean down and cling onto myself. I, like, bend over and grab under, like, my
horrible
shoulder spikes. And I just
horrible
grip as hard as I can.
If you still have Detect Thoughts running, it's just... Judge!
Now, please, I know that what I can do is unusual.
That's cool. Everyone, each their own, my dude. Each to their own.
But as a result of that, some people are very, shall we say, reluctant to accept someone who can do the things that I can do. Is this judge person of whom you speak, are they someone who might be...
Are they judgy?
Yes.
Are they judgy?
Yes.
No, judgy ain't judgy. No, judgy's cool.
I can trust them, you mean?
Oh, trust him. Yeah, I trust him in my life.
Okay.
He's very cool.
Right.
He's very cool. We're like pretty good, like best friends, you know?
Oh.
I would say, probably.
Thank you, you beautiful, beautiful man.
If you've got detect thoughts and with your insight, probably not best friends, but this guy is just very lonely.
Oh, oh, bless his little heart.
Oh, I don't have detect thoughts going anymore because polymorph is, but I imagine I have a 13 passive insight, so if that would be enough for me to be able to tell.
On the surface. Yeah. he's nearly crying when he says best friends.
I'll look up at you and say, you beautiful, beautiful man. Thank you so much for helping me, and come forward and give you a hug.
Aww. Starts crying immediately.
I look up and say, I know that my appearance may be grotesque, but...
Please, if you could just back up a little bit, I think one of your scales is touching my skin. And if
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd like to drop polymorph and say...
Like, it just draws back up into me.
Oh, it's so much worse when it goes back! Oh, God!
Look.
Where did it go? Oh. Okay, I'm fine.
No one knows. Trust me, I've done tests. look.
It would make me feel better if you could just make up something about where it goes, just so I don't imagine it just like crawling up inside you or something.
Oh. It went into my butt.
Oh, God, I thought it made me feel... Judge!
I say, look, and I reach up and grab your hand, or I guess one of your fingers, and I say, look, it seems as though we're both alone in this big, wide world. Perhaps we can help each other. Me with my grotesque self, and you with your beautiful yet tragically lonely self. Perhaps we can, you know...
I don't know what you're talking about lonely. I got judge, weirdo. Let's go. This guy, lonely. I'm not out in the swamp on my own. Judge is somewhere around here, I'm sure. Judge! You're showing me off in front of my new friend.
I'm just going to keep sweet talking him the whole way to Judge.
Yeah.
Get him on my side as much as possible.
Judge, you've been hearing your name called.
Oh,
why,
yeah.
Why have you not been running?
This is a nightly occurrence.
Judge has been, like, just in, like, are there trees or, like, overgrowth or anywhere near this?
Yeah. Actually, not too far from where you are. There's sort of a paved, wooden paved path that runs through the marshland that I can imagine, yeah, you're sitting more back towards.
Yeah. Well, Judge has been sat there for about 2 minutes. And he's got this wide grin on his face with a slow clap. And it's like, well, congratulations, Tharnak. Can I get an invitation to the wedding at least?
Oh, yeah. Good joke.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't a joke.
You can.
Until, like,
you can be the best man.
Great. After I wiped my mouth after I just threw up, that was horrifying. Truly horrifying. And Judge will get up.
I threw up too. You should see this guy transform.
I saw the tail end of it. It was. Oh my gosh. How do I explain that? I don't think I ever want to recall that. Sorry. That's horrifically offensive, Sir Dragon Halfling Centaur.
Oh yeah. What's your name, sir? My dude? I didn't even
ask.
What's
your name? Hello.
I say, my name is Dwayne Fabulosa, and I sweep my hat off and bow, revealing a huge blue afro, but it is styled in the style of old school Frederick Douglass.
Yes.
Very. It's somehow managed to avoid getting most of the mud in it, but the rest of me is horribly muddy.
Wow.
Judge immediately looks around and says, I swear there was some applause somewhere. That was weird. How did you do that?
Where did that even come from?
Yeah, I definitely minor allusion to small crowd just cheering once I announced my name.
I swear to God, I never get tired of that description of that hair, man.
I know.
No, same.
I know.
Well, Judge. Dwayne Fabulosa.
Fabulosa, okay.
He is lost.
Uh-huh.
He lost his steed. Joking, he's gotten up his butt.
Okay. Yep, I saw that. Yep.
He is being chased. He got caught in a net.
A net?
In a net, I think.
A barbed net.
Barbed net.
It was very painful.
That must have hurt. Are you okay?
Yeah, dude, are you okay? Can I, like, check him over just to make a, like, quick assessment of him?
Yeah, make a quick medicine check.
Can I assist my best friend, please?
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you, I will
give
take
you
that.
Advantage. Yeah, obviously, like, it's harder to tell, mostly because it's dark and the sheer amount of mud that he's covered in.
Mm-hmm. That is a 19.
19, yeah, but you get a good sense, actually, that from the way he's holding himself, that there could be some internal damage going on.
Oh, gosh.
He's putting on a brave face, but this little halfling is definitely injured.
Okay, come here, friend. And I'll hold out my right hand to him. Here, take my hand.
I just gracefully put my hand and give him the full Puss in Boots eyes. Like, just idiot. Are you going to help me?
And you look into Judge's eye, because I've not even described what Judge looks like. oh my gosh. He's tall, lean. He's got dark blue, like purplish skin, pointy ears. He's a tall drow. He's got white dreadlocks going towards his neck. He's got like a black cloth going over his right eye and covering it up. And his one eye is like a yellow goldish kind of color. He's got a long purple hooded coat with marigolds and lotuses printed on it and like a daishiki pattern across the fastened part of the coat, brown cargo kind of pants and knee-high boots, and a big, big green emerald-coloured greatsword strapped across his back. And as you reach out to his hand and he looks at you with his one eye, the entirety of Judge's Lay on Hands pool is pulled into your body. 40 hit points are restored to you.
Whoa. Did you do the Healy thing, like, on him? You just met him.
Yeah. I mean, like, he looks like he's in a lot of pain.
Yeah, cool.
So, yeah, I've got it. I've got something to spare, and why not help someone who needs it?
Such a paladin.
I think an honest tear of gratitude fills Dwayne's eye. He actually sincerely says, thank you. I've had a very, very difficult day.
I not very subtly kind of cover my mouth and lean over to Judge and go, just watch out. He definitely lies sometimes.
Gotcha. And he returns his, like, leans in to hear Tharnax whisper, but then turns to Dwayne with a grin, like, come on, friend, let's get you on your feet. So where were you heading?
Oh, you know, I was heading northward. I was heading to a church. An abbey, actually.
An abbey?
Huh.
Yes.
Okay.
We're both men of faith.
Yeah, we are.
Really?
What are you what kind of abbey are you looking for?
Oh, it's an abbey that it's known as Our Lady of Death.
Ah, the Shrouded Lady.
Yes, yes, the very same.
Yeah, okay.
May her name be praised.
May
her name be praised.
Yes, so I was heading north because I was hoping to make some donations to the children there. You see, the abbey runs an orphanage, and from time to time I like to make my way north and bestow upon them money, you know, to help out, help support.
Of course.
Now, Dwayne, that better be true, my dude, because that would be a pretty bad lie.
I mean,
if that wasn't true. DM, can I roll insight?
I was about to say, I want to do that as well.
Absolutely. You feel free to both roll insight checks.
I've been emboldened by managing to do it, like meet him once.
I was going
to
say, the chat. And obviously, yeah, Dwayne, feel free. It's a deception or a persuasion, whichever you prefer.
Okay.
I'll just clap Judge on the back as well and be like, and just give him a pat on the back. And as I do, I'll cast Guidance on Judge.
Oh, is that an extra d4?
That's an extra d4, yeah.
Yeah, that's 25.
Yes!
Okay.
I rolled terribly, I rolled a 10, so I'm like, yep, helping kids, love it.
Helping kids, noble cause.
Well, I think that you would... Dwayne actually seems very sincere.
Huh.
I think, actually, this is like...
I think there's no hint of like deception. I think looking at him, you can tell he's somebody who's extremely good at convincing people of whatever he wants them to believe. Mm-hmm. But I don't see you. I don't think you'd pick up on any manipulation from him.
Sure. Okay. Any chance this abbey is near Paludosa, friend?
DM, is there a chance the...
no. You've never heard of Paludosa?
Sadly, no. Actually, I'm not familiar with Paludosa. Could you perhaps fill me in?
Oh, it's just the way where Tharnak and I are heading. We just maybe thought if the church is on their way and you are somewhat hunted by somebody who's throwing barbed nets through the air, maybe you might need a bit of company on the road, you know, traveling company and safety and surety and trust.
That's actually very true. Can I just do a quick like peek over the shoulder and make sure no one is currently like charging towards us?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Perception checks all around if you want to.
I'll roll one too.
All three
of us look around.
Not bad. Not bad.
That's a 26.
23. Ooh, 22, sorry. 22.
It's a 5.
Dwayne, you're still wiping mud out of your eyes, so you got no real idea. But no, Tharnak and Judge, yeah, you're pretty happy that there's nobody around. You have a quick listen for sounds and things, and even sort of the local wildlife, especially with the big crash, seems to have avoided the area a bit.
Cool.
Okay, looks like the coast is clear, but for how long? Maybe we should get into some cover, you know, get deeper into the marsh.
Yeah. DM, do we have like a do I have a like a place of residence near here, or like is there anywhere I would stay? That might be a good place to like regroup and figure out a plan, maybe. Or like maybe just a shabby treehouse.
Yeah. Well, what was I saying? Like, so the two of you are like sort of on your way to Paludosa, so sort of that is your next point of call. So you don't necessarily have a stopping place nearby beyond a camp that you've like sort of set up as you've gone.
Sure. Yeah. Do we know if there's a church of the lady there in Paludosa?
You've been through there quite a few times, so you know that there isn't. There are a couple of other, there's like the standard little shrines and things, but there's definitely not the Abbey of the Lady Death.
Is Paludosa north though?
Yeah, it's on its way. It's a little bit further north.
Oh, okay.
Not too much further though.
No. Okay.
I would like to, as we walk, continue to apologize and explain, like, look, I'm ever so sorry for the attempted deception. It's been such a long time since I was able to be truly honest with someone. And I look at the pair of them and again flutter my now cleaned blue eyelashes. And I say, you see, I've led a very difficult life, and as you can tell, as someone with my condition, many people don't feel entirely comfortable with me, and so I can't really share myself fully with them. So my instinct is often to lie.
Oh my gosh, doesn't that get exhausting, putting on that performance? Like, I mean, I know you've lied to Tharnak already.
It's just
the way you
sad.
Talk is so fabricated. I mean, like, we just helped you out, man. You don't have to put on a performance to, I don't know, make us feel good about you being with us, about being trustworthy. Like, just chill, man. We don't want anything from you.
Except for all your money.
Yeah, except for all your money. Reaches for his sword.
Judge, I told him you weren't judgy. Come on.
Can I roll insight on the and actually I think I'm gonna detect thoughts as well. I'm gonna go.
Yeah, go for it.
That's very funny. Now play a walking song. And start playing as I attempt to read. I'd like to cast detect thoughts and read their surface level thoughts.
Absolutely.
As we walk.
Sure.
Yeah, and what does he hear, guys?
Judge is wondering whether Dwayne has like any knowledge of Aelish history, how much you can trust him. Not very much at all. Hopefully he doesn't have to cover Tharnak too much if he trusts him too entirely. Yeah, those are his surface thoughts.
I think Tharnak is probably genuinely probably quite distracted. It's like one thought, then another thought, then another thought. Like, he's quite excited that there's someone else. And then is swiftly on to like, there's a bird over there. I don't know if you see them.
No.
It's at this time of night. Strange. Weird. I want to go see what it is, but I should stay on the road with my friends. Okay. So many choices. So many things to do.
can I because it seems like Tharnak is somebody who's relatively straightforward here. Mm. I'd like to see if I can get a sense of like who the judge is and how best I can ingratiate myself to him. Hearing that he's like resisting my charms and hearing what he's saying, I'd like to kind of get a sense for what kind of dude this is so that I can attempt to win him over as much as possible.
Do you want to push further into his thoughts?
No, because then he'll be aware that I'm doing it. So I think I'm going to say, you know what, Judge, you're right. I don't wish to put on a pretense. This is, however, how I actually do talk, so I can't really change that. Well, I suppose I could, but who would want me to? But why don't you tell me about yourself?
Me? Huh.
Yes.
Okay. That's a fair question. Well, I'm kind of a researcher, archaeologist of sorts. Kind of get tired of all the fighting where I'm from. We got some border conflicts with Solmareth a few hundred years ago. There's interracial tensions between the people there, and that kind of stuff just gets exhausting.
Tensions.
Yeah,
that's
tensions.
I know.
Elvish supremacy is a sickness that infects my people, and I just kinda just wanna break away from that stuff.
Yes.
But why are we the way we are? I have no idea. So I'm on a journey just trying to find out more about my people's history, see if there's something in the past that explains why things are the way they are, and maybe if there's a way out of this kind of thinking, this sickness.
Yeah. Judge is the thinker.
Yes, I'm right there with you. You know, I've had difficulties with conflict and prejudice in my life.
Oh, no doubt.
Yes, I hate to say it, but even from some of your own people in the past.
I'm sorry.
But of course, I don't think that of you. I take you as an individual. Well, it just seems so fascinating to see someone with such a beautiful sword and clearly someone who's so capable out here. How did you and Tharnak get together? Not to say that Tharnak himself is not capable. Simply, how did the pair of you find yourselves here?
I'm a fisherman. That's like what I do. Pretty good at it. I'm not. You know what? I would say I'm very good at it. I had a particular set of skills that Judge, and I'm gonna clock Judge and trail off and be like, should I carry on? I don't know how much to tell.
Come on, you can trust me.
Judge will like kind of just like his lips will turn and like, I'm just like shrug.
Oh, okay, so basically Judge like really, 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 really wants to find these like old relics and stuff, and sometimes they're buried like in the water. And so me, and then I put my helmet back on and I'm like, and I do like a, you know, like the elevator thing where like you walk past and pretend you're walking downstairs.
Yeah.
I do that, but I make it look like I'm sinking into the water. I'm like, ooh, you get it?
Oh, that's amazing. Well, Judge, you must tell me about these relics. This is the archaeology you were referring to, I suppose.
Yeah. Tharnak's the best. I mean, I've been alive for a little over 200 years, and Tharnak is the best damn swimmer I've ever come across. These relics are ancient. No one really knows that much about them. Well, the first of them is this thing here, and he points towards the sword in his back. I mean, just exploring some old Aelish cavern some years back, this sword is on a plinth, and this on the plinth had this inscription, and it said, whosoever wields this blade may now keep the fourth commandment. To seek thine brethren is thy choice, but to gain its true power, the rule of 10 must be observed and protected. Knowledge is power, and truth is liberation. Break the rule at risk of losing thy reason. So I took the sword. I have it.
Oh.
Whether it's curse me or bless me, I have no idea. But I know that there are other commandments. What these commandments are, whether it's a spell or some kind of curse or rule or condition, I have no idea. But they're Aelish. Those ruins are definitely Aelish. So here we are.
And then 220 years old, he's a second relic, am I right?
You see, like, the slight, like, welling of water in the corner of his eye.
The thing is, that's definitely, like, the 20th time that Judge has heard that joke.
And it still makes him feel sad, like,
I'm going to say, oh, you don't look a
day over 100.
Hey, you should see my father. My father is 560. They say that, you know, black don't crack.
Yes.
Grey don't fray.
Judge finds that absolutely hilarious.
Tharnak is still inside of his suit, like full suit of armor, and you can just hear him losing it inside.
the echo inside the helmet. Yeah.
If I may be so bold, Judge, I've traveled very far, though I may not seem it, but I'm very well traveled. May I please, just for a moment, take a look at that blade? Perhaps I might be able to offer some insight.
Judge stops walking.
Whoa.
And he looks a bit nervous. I'm like, okay.
You can hold it. I won't even take it from you.
Okay. Okay, that's fair. You see him relax a little bit. Just don't cut anything with it. I think I got a feeling that it's a bit particular if you cut something. And he like unsheathes the blade and like holds it out.
Absolutely. Okay, so... DM, I've been reading Judge's mind through all of this. First of all, what kind of vibe do I get from Judge when he talks about, like, oh, I don't want to cut anything with it? It's particular.
You get the vibe that he has perhaps, like, there's a brief flash of memory where he's maybe cut someone unintentionally and something has taken over him and he's just carried on.
Ah.
And so you get the, like, okay, if I get too close to this thing, that could be me.
Mm-hmm.
Just the smallest flash of like uncontrollable sort of aggression.
I'd like to lean very slightly back.
Tharnak is hiding like a child as soon as the sword comes out. Like,
is there some kind of a check that I can roll just to see if I've ever encountered anything like this sword before?
Yeah, make a history check.
Okay, here we go. Come on, don't fail me now. You failed me. It's a natural 2.
Oh,
for a 5.
A 5? No. No. I'll say, like, you've obviously heard stories as a bard. You've probably told 1,000 stories about cursed weapons in different ways. So you're like, that could be a kind of curse, but also in the way he's referring to it as a relic and like a very old thing, you've got no idea what this thing could actually be.
Mm. Then I think I'm going to look at it very thoughtfully and say, this is a great and powerful weapon.
Whoa, what does it do? Tell us.
I'm going to look up and I'm going to say, am I correct in thinking that when you use this blade, something takes hold of you?
Whoa.
Yeah.
How'd he know?
Maybe.
Yes.
I mean, like, I kind of get the feeling when I pull this thing out in the heat of a fight, especially if I get hit. I don't want to hit anyone else. I don't want to use anything else. I'm well armed. I got a couple of daggers hidden away in my possessions, but this sword is so good at doing what it does. I don't really feel the need or want to use anything else.
Would you say that it is precious to you?
I would say no, not really. And he would just see the sword back in his
Can I say,
anyway,
based on what he said, did it sound like it was something like does it sounding more and more like a curse?
Yeah, I'll say to you, it's definitely sounding like a curse. It almost sounds like a storybook curse. Yeah.
And I'm going to say, well, I'm certainly no expert, but it's entirely possible that that blade has some sort of enchantment upon it. Perhaps even, I give a dramatic pause, a curse.
Tharnak runs.
And then I press to digitate the sound of like wind blowing, and I sort of flutter my outfit.
Nope.
With prestidigitation after I say it.
Oh,
like you've just farted.
Yeah.
No, to the side, not to the back. So it's like wind blowing.
Did you fart sideways? How did you?
That was incredible. The wind is blowing the opposite direction. That was amazing.
I prestidigitate a fart inside of Tharnak's suit. Like an echoing.
Sorry, everyone.
You see, Judge has this wolfish grin. You're a riot. You're a lot of fun. I'm glad we found you.
Thank you.
I'll look Dwayne straight in the eye and go, you know, curses? I can bestow those. And just like direct eye contact with him, like it's just really normal.
Wow, that's incredible. Can you remove them?
I don't know. I've never tried, but maybe.
DM, is there anybody perhaps at Our Lady of Death Abbey who might be able to remove a curse?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's not the biggest of abbeys. It doesn't have the highest religious leaders that you know of, but there's definitely one or two people there that you think could handle something like that.
Wait, Dwayne just checked in with the old dude upstairs, you know, the old man himself, and I can just tomorrow.
Why don't we try that? And if it doesn't work, perhaps we can... Well, the abbey that I was traveling with, I know there's at least someone there who might be able to help. Or what do you say we travel together for a little bit?
Hey, I proposed that already. I'm okay with traveling together.
Yes, even to my destination, not just yours.
Huh? And Judge will like
that sounds
raise
like a good
a quizzical
deal.
Eyebrow at Cathana, and then he despairs as he just heard Karnak say that. Like,
good deal. I spit on my.
Can I roll persuasion to try and hopefully talk him into this?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's see what happens here
against me.
Yeah.
Tharnak seems like he's in.
Can you beat
right?
a 29?
You rolled a 29?
Yeah.
I pick up Dwayne Fabulosa and start walking with him in the direction of his place.
What would be the roll to contest that?
Insight.
Insight, yeah, to try to prevent it. Like, try to see what it is.
I can't beat a 29. Language.
Yeah, I immediately pick up Dwayne and go.
25
Come
is my
on,
max.
Let's go!
I start playing the...
You guys are already ahead of me as judges like trailing behind like, oh, damn it. I have a condition though.
What's the condition?
Look, so read it between the lines here. I'm cursed by this sword, but I have no idea if I need this curse to be in place for me to find the other relics. So until I am reasonably sure that I don't need the influence of the sword to find the other relics, can we hold off on the curse for now? I mean, I haven't hurt anybody important with this thing yet. Just people dumb enough to fuck with me. But is that a fair condition?
DM, is there, as Dwayne thinks through the annals of his mind, can he, does this, like, I guess we've already rolled to see if I recognize the sword.
Yeah.
I want to see if these relics, because I've passed north and south through, I assume I've passed through here before.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've basically traveled the length of Aeland, haven't you? So
yeah.
Make an Arcana check,
okay.
I'll say, as you've already made a history check. And the sort of whilst you haven't necessarily heard anything from a historical perspective, maybe you do know something about magic items.
Okay, let's see here. Hey, that's a dirty 20.
Oh, nice. Oof. So, yes, whilst off the top of your head, you don't necessarily know the ins and outs of what this specific sword is. Historically, yeah, then like sort of thinking about it, there are collections of items that are known. A prominent group of artifacts, for instance, that you're aware of are a group of soul vessels that are spread across the world. You don't think this is perhaps that kind of thing, but actually the idea of some Aelish relics, either weapons or different objects hidden and scattered across the country, That's something that you can get on board with, and the chances of you finding those places are pretty high, you think.
Mm. Then I would like to lock eye with the judge and say I'd like to let my hat sort of dip over one of my eyes so that it's just one of my eyes staring deeply into one of his, and I'd like to slowly start playing a beautiful yet mysterious and evocative atmospheric tune. I'll stop describing music after
I am making a note of every single time that comes up. Thank you, Jeremy.
It can sound shockingly like one of the earlier pieces I played, just a little more mysterious.
Thanks.
Maybe I prestidigitate the sound of like wind chimes or something twinkling in the back as I start to sing the tale of what I've heard of these artifacts. So even if it's not, even if I'm fabricating details, it's like, basically, I think the lyrics are something to the effect of like, I once heard a tale upon the wind, a tale of great power, of secret artifacts scattered throughout the land. This way, that way, to and fro, ancient, powerful, dangerous.
And then I, as I conclude the song, I think I will look off into the distance and have a single tear fall from my eye. And I will say, perhaps with our powers combined, we can find them, unite them, bind their power to our service, the service of any gods that we serve. Hail to the lady.
Hail to the lady. Hey, hail.
And I lock eye again and I say, I will join you if you join me.
I can't be at 29. You see, you visibly see Judge's Adam apple like just swallow, like whoosh, elevator up and down. And like he rubs the eye that's covered and says, well, Mr. Fabulosa, you first had my attention. Now you have my concentration. Sounds like a good deal. Sounds like a good deal.
Whoa.
Yeah. Shall we? And he wipes his brow. Yeah.
I'll continue playing the song softly as we
That watch. Was just so amazing. That was so amazing. Although you won't get my concentration because I need that.
Very fair.
For some of my abilities. So, but otherwise, yes, I am so in. Let's go.
I'm just going to loop that song as we want.
Yeah. For the rest of the
journey. Tharnak now knows all the words and will sing it for the rest of the time. It gets like really annoying.
I start adding new verses.
And it's probably about an hour's walk or whatever. So yeah, is this song going for the entire hour? Or
Well, it's basically just the same audio repeated over and over.
Thank you.
Improvise new verses verbally, but none of the underlying
music. The actual music is staying exactly the same.
And yet, you know what? It's just kind of hypnotic and nice. It doesn't become grating. Yeah.
It's only Tharnak singing that comes. It becomes really grating.
It's probably just like two chords over and over again, right?
Honestly, well, it's a hurdy-gurdy. I can't change the drone. It's really one chord with a repeating melody.
Just the one chord. Just the one chord. Yeah, great. I love it.
Grace here, keeping you updated with all things No Small Roles related. We hope you're enjoying this first episode of The Further Adventures of Dwayne Fabulosa. It was such a joy to welcome Jasper William Cartwright to No Small Roles and to have Jeremy Cobb return as Dwayne. I am sure you're dying to hear more from both of them, so if you haven't already, go and check out their brilliant podcast. Three Black Halflings are a group of nerdy friends with strong opinions and even stronger charisma scores. Join them in their quest to explore diversity in the incredible worlds of D&D and pop culture, while doling out DM tips, thought-provoking conversations, a band of guests, and good times. Perhaps you found us because you listened to Three Black Halflings. If so, welcome to No Small Roles. You can listen to Jeremy's first appearance on our show in episodes 28 and 29 of our main campaign. And if you're tempted to give the whole story a listen, we suggest starting at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. Stick with us for the first 8 episodes and see if we manage to capture your hearts and imaginations by then. Fans of No Small Roles may be interested to hear that Vicky Gaskin, aka Valerie, is currently in rehearsals for an aerial circus theatre production called Alice in Aerial Land, a show that happens mostly off the ground. She will be touring to open-air community venues and care centres in the UK during June and July. You'll find the ticket link in our show notes. You'll also find links to other shows the cast of No Small Roles are in, a link to our Patreon, a link to our delightful Discord chat, and there's even a little link to iTunes if you're feeling so inclined to leave us a lovely review. That would be rather nice. But that's all from me for now. Let's get you back to the adventure.
So as you approach Paladoza, The first thing that really shocks Tharnak and Judge, obviously you've been here a few times in the past, like you've not been here for about a month or so, but you've been through here. It's just how overgrown the entire town has become.
Redecorated, huh?
Yeah.
And it starts as you're sort of traveling along the path closer and closer that sort of even the pathway itself looks like the vegetation is just like blossomed and bloomed across it, and even as you tread across it, it does like through the plants and the bushes and things that have grown, it doesn't seem to be being trampled that much. Almost everywhere that you step just kind of like slowly brings itself back up.
Oh.
There are these beautiful blue flowers that are scattered all amongst it, but the as you were sort of near the edge of Paladosa and this walkway pans out and fills out into sturdier land, all of the buildings seem to have these vines and these overgrown bushes just climbing up the sides.
What does happen here? How did all this happen so soon? Where? Hang on. Do you see anyone around? Do I see anyone around?
Yeah. The streets are full of people. I mean, there are sort of people moving backwards and forwards, like in their normal evening routines. You're clearly people trying to clear these plants and things out of the way of their doors and their windows. There's a couple of people up on the rooftops.
Can I do like a nature or arcana check to see if these are like actually natural plants?
Make a nature check.
Cool. By the way, what is the rule? Can you cast guidance on yourself? Is that a thing you can do?
Sure you can.
I'll allow it. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
I mean, your god is the god of knowledge, so they're not going to help you.
Nope, they didn't.
Nope. Two of it.
Oh, no.
I rolled max on that 4, and I also rolled a 4.
Can I look at Tharnak and smile and give just like a little twinkle of prestidigitation and inspire him to try and think about that again?
I'll allow it.
Yeah. Oh, that's better.
You have a D8 to add to that.
Oh,
that's, oh damn.
That helps. 14.
It was only a 1.
I rolled a 1 on the D8.
Well, if you fail, then you get to keep the D8. Is the good news.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Eloquence. So I will say that whilst you don't necessarily know why it's grown this fast, you can recognize that the type of plant is commonly known as rotweed.
Oh no.
Huh.
It doesn't normally grow this fast at all.
Rotweed? Not to be confused with the, you know what I mean? because...
I'm not sure I do, but yeah, okay.
Yeah. Do I know anything specifically, like, about this particular plant? Like, does the rot part in the word mean anything particularly?
No, it's actually mostly known for just being, it's called that, for being near graveyards and things. So a lot of people just go, oh, well, it's something to do with rotting bodies. But actually, it's just a fairly common weed.
Huh.
The only thing that you do know, I'll say with the 14 as well, is that there are these blue flowers that are sort of sprouting from it. And that's not normal to rot weed.
I kind of want to eat one.
I kind of don't want you to eat one.
Okay, that's one yes and one no, Dwayne.
Voice of reason, please.
Yes. Do we? I'll look over at Judge and say, Judge, do you have any way of ending, say, diseases or poison should something befall our poor friend?
I think. Fuck. I think I gave it all to you. I did.
I mean, I can heal. I can heal myself. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh no!
Oh no!
Spit it out! And I'm grabbing Tharnak, like, spit it out! Spit it out! Come on! Spit it out!
I don't think I set my tongue out. It's gone.
No. Why would you do that?
Dwayne starts rolling up his sleeve to see if he needs to reach down the throat.
Tharnak, can you make a Constitution saving throw, please?
Oh goodness!
If he failed the other one, can he add the bardic inspiration to this?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh,
okay, I'll add it just in case. Nice. That's a 21.
I mean, it's very bitter. It's not an enjoyable flavor, but you're fine.
Tastes like disappointment. And by that, I mean disappointed that nothing happened.
Judge will, like, take his forefinger and crook it and then, like, give him a tap between his eyes and, like,
You moron.
I don't like it when you do that, man.
Why would you do that?
Ow, it gives me a headache.
You just told us it was rat weed,
ow,
then you put it in your mouth.
One for one, and I'm just going to give him a little head butt back.
Can I hop down and roll like an arcana check to see if there's something unnatural about this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And yeah, as you're sort of edging further into town, you can see that it's almost some of it coming up between the little bits of paved ground as well, and like bits of cement. It's all being cracked open by this weed kind of just growing up from it.
Mm. I got a 21 on Arcana.
21. Yeah, from what Tharnak said, this is not normally this growth. So you can imagine that it's had some kind of magical influence. Again, you're not exactly sure what, but any plant that grows this fast has clearly been tampered with in some way.
Mm. I'll turn to the other two and relay that information. Gentlemen, I think strange things are afoot.
Yeah, no doubt.
What? Strange things on my foot?
No, afoot. Afoot.
Oh.
Damn it, Tharnak.
It's an expression.
He's already taken like his like shoe off and is like, what is... Oh, right, okay.
Okay, when we ask the people in the town what's going on, this wasn't like this like a month ago. And we have a contact to find here anyway.
Yes.
Maybe they can tell us more of what's going on. We can find Bartosz, and maybe he can tell us a thing or two.
Bartosz! Tharnak starts walking off.
As you're moving through the town calling out, Chris.
Yes.
Describe who you are and why you're clearing all of the plants out from your establishment.
So as you turn around a viridescent covered building, you realize that there is a squeaking sign that is covered by this greenery, which you recognize as a tavern exterior. And outside of it, trying to move apart some of these from the front door is a short, squat human with tan skin, white, clean beard and cropped hair. And his face is smeared with a disarming smile as he turns around to see strangers walking through the thoroughfare of the town. He's wearing blue dungarees, which stretches over his broad shoulders and a stout belly. And he spots you and goes, "Well, hi there. It's nice to see y'all."
Hello.
Hey.
Are you Bartosz?
Oh,
David. Am I Bartosz? Because I don't think I am.
You're not Bartosz.
No, I don't think so. Cool.
I turn around to Judge and go, "Yep, I found him."
does Judge know what Bartosz looks like?
Yeah, you've spoken with Bartosz.
Oh, right, yeah.
maybe Judge has spoken without Tharnak.
Yeah, that's not Bartosz. That's not him. Hi, friend.
Very sorry.
How are you today?
Well, you know what? My name's Aeneas, and I gotta say, I am, if I do say so myself, I am as happy as a dead pig in the sunshine for seeing y'all coming down my way. Y'all interested in the beverage inside?
Well, I mean, we have been on the road for a while. I wouldn't mind a drink. You guys want a drink?
I think Dwayne is first of all going to prestidigitate his face to make sure that it is completely clean, and then step forward and say, "My dear Aeneas, thank you. It is a wonder to be here and meet you in this beautiful town. We are but humble travelers who have come here on a mission. But, Aeneas, strange things are afoot. Horrible things have befallen us. I was attacked on the road. My companions carry powerful items. We are here not just as patrons, but as the entertainment."
What?
And I just start. I pull out my drum and start playing, and I say, "Now, if you might be able to furnish us not only with drinks, but also lodgings, and say, I turn around, food? Yes."
As soon as Dwayne started that story, Judge looked like he was going to interrupt to say no, but as it went on, his hand just started to retreat slowly. Actually, yeah. Mm. And then, like, silence as he was like, yes. "Food, yes.
Food,
yes.
Nice food, beds, food. Lodging.
Yeah.
Anything else that we have on our rider? What is the green M&Ms?
only? Is that...
Well, I do declare
Whoa, did you say M&M's? Okay, now I'm in. Too, man. Now I'm in. Now
I turn back. Green M&M's.
Green M&M's, man.
If you might be able to furnish us, could I impress it upon you? Free of charge.
I'm a businessman at the end of the day, and I gotta say, your situation, I mean, that old situation is all a catawampus, but... I'll allow, if y'all come inside and sit yourselves down, I'll give y'all a friendly discount, but only if now you tell me some tales more of your strange circumstances for coming on through my town. But I would like to ask all yous, if you wouldn't mind just helping an old man move some of these weird-looking rat weeds away from my door.
Judge will like step forward, unsheath the sword, and just like, whoom, like Brian Lara cricket swing, just clear some of these weeds.
Mm-hmm. Could I, DM, would you allow me to, if I used create or destroy water, could I try and like suck all the water out of these plants and then just like rip them off?
Yes, I will allow that. Cool. Absolutely.
I just take my gloves off and I go, try this. And I grab hold of it and you just watch as like all of like, cause it's like a 30-foot cube, I think. Like probably like the whole front of the like tavern. Just like you see all these weeds just, and then I just like pull them and they all crumble down. Like, does that help?
You know what? That will most definitely. I mean, that's been giving me a big old trouble these last couple of days, I tell you what. Now, I don't like to say nasty words or anything, but I gotta tell you now, this rotweed that's infesting our town is downright unpleasant. Now, y'all come inside and get yourself an enjoyable beverage. We got beer, and we've also got a special cocktail of mine.
Before we go in, can I try and persuade him to give us this stuff for free in exchange for services rendered?
Oh my god!
And it also in exchange for a free concert. Dwayne is willing to perform a concert in exchange for all of that.
Yeah, make it persuasion.
Okay, that's a 25.
Oh my gosh!
I like this guy.
I know.
Aeneas, how you feeling? Yeah, for free.
Aeneas looks so thrilled. He was so happy already to have like new customers in town, but on top of the door and on top of all their fantastic, appearance and their characters, he's definitely going to give at least a couple of beers for free.
Right.
And of course, a concert sounds fantastic. And you know what? He's got a dingy room upstairs that he will make sure he can offer to you at a very respectful discount.
I'll turn to the other two MP. Best I could do, really.
I think you did plenty, man. Well, guys, well done.
And with the whole front of the tavern kind of on display again, there's been a few like, "Hey, Aeneas, they got your tavern all fixed up," from across the road.
Oh no, Wendell, these people are so maddy accommodating. Now I'm gonna accommodate them. Come on in later on and have a few drinks.
I'll go get the boys.
All right, y'all do that.
He said he's giving everyone free beers.
Free beers?
I said.
I get the whole town.
You lot are going to have beers now. Wendell, you watch yourself. You get back with some gold or with some currency.
All right, Uncle. I'll be gold.
Can I minor illusion on neon lights on the sign at the top of the along with free beers underneath it just flashing?
Absolutely.
As we walk inside.
As you all head on inside, Vicky, can you roll initiative for me,
please? Oh,
boy!
Oh, no!
Oh, boy!
Do you know what, David? I was just thinking I must be getting close.
Oh, my God.
Terrifying.
Oh, I have advantage on initiative, and I rolled 2 threes.
Oh, wow.
For a six.
I'm so sad to hear
for
that.
For a six. So, you have arrived at the spot that the barbed net is. Surprisingly... there was not a dragon there. There was a very giant crocodile, and half of your crew are currently piled on top of it, trying to pin it down. But it's going to have a quick attack at you as you're trying to get in there to get a swing at it. Does a 15 hit you?
My armor class is 15. What does that mean? I can never remember.
always check with Ben.
Yeah.
That means it hits.
Boys.
That means it hits.
Does hit.
Meets it, beats it is the, that's the phrase. That's the phrase.
It's a good phrase.
Yeah, yeah.
Meets it, beats it. As it's sort of snapping around, this massive, like, toothy grin slashes out at you, takes a bite and grabs onto your leg. You take 21 points of piercing damage.
Ooh. What?
You are currently grappled.
Oh my gosh.
Piercing. Is that a melee damage?
It is melee, yeah.
Can I rage before it does that?
I'm assuming you're raging.
What the heck,
mid
Vicky?
Fight.
Vicky playing a barbarian.
I know.
Never.
Yes, so you would have been raging, so half damage. But this, his tail, his massive tail, like, swings around, throws off Petra. It whacks Derry right across the face, and they go flying across the marsh as well. It's your turn. What are you doing?
I'm going to chop the crocodile with my battle axe, obviously.
Please do.
And twice, because I am a berserker.
Nice.
So, oh! No, I don't get I don't get advantage on that, do I? Natural one.
What?
Natural one. Cool. Would you rather drop your battle axe or hit one of your friends?
There was a very, shifty look coming from Vicky.
I saw that.
Oh, hit one of my friends.
Yeah, go on.
Oh my gosh.
Cool. So. Yeah, especially as Derry's just been thrown, basically been thrown into you. So, like, your battle axe comes down on their shin, and which is not good. Roll your damage for
roll
that.
Roll damage.
I'm imagining this crew are all missing, like, appendages and have horrible scars.
They've just gotten too close to Valerie.
Yeah, from years of Valerie. Just accidentally.
I'm holding it with both hands, so it's more damage, isn't it?
Oh,
God,
basically,
yeah.
Just fucking everyone up.
Somebody's getting hit one way or another.
Somebody's getting it.
Only seven. That's okay.
Okay. Yeah. Derry's still around.
You slice them in half.
Whoa. Second hit, though.
Also against Derry.
Also, yeah.
You've just
going.
Forgotten who you're attacking.
23 at the.
23 hits.
A very
yeah,
angry
absolutely.
23. And that's 10 points of damage.
10 points, 10 is enough. This is like the end of the fight.
Can
and,
she just behead it?
Absolutely, yeah. That is straight just behind the eyes of this crocodile, and then you'd soar a little bit right into the spine, and this thing like spasms for a moment before just going limp in the water.
Tharnak and the bar's like, I forgot to check on Charles. He's my pet crocodile that's down in the swamp. Yeah, I should check in on him. Make sure he's okay.
Oh, I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, me too.
Can't wait to meet him.
Meanwhile, Valerie's just beheaded the crocodile and she says, if you have to do something, you have to do it yourself. You can't trust anyone else, clearly, can you? Sort out your shin.
Well, we were trying.
So apathetic.
Derry's like, I'm sorry, Val.
She throws the crocodile head at whoever said that.
This poor crew.
And where's the dragon?
I don't think it's here, Valerie.
She has a look around.
Make a survival check.
Ooh.
I mean, the net was burnt, so.
The net was burnt, it was cut, yeah. But Dwayne did also cover some of his tracks.
He did.
Nine.
No. No, you're not sure. You can see that clearly someone has tried to cover tracks, but just with the whole fight that's gone on, you don't have a good beat on which direction this dragon, if it was a dragon, maybe it was just a flying crocodile, where they've gone.
What time of day is it, David?
Oh, this is nighttime as well, which is also making it much harder. It's like 10, 11 at night.
Can I see anything? Like any...
There is a path nearby, not too far away, but you can't tell even on the path which way they would have gone if a dragon had walked along a path. What's the plan, Captain?
She thinks. She sniffs the air. She does that thing where you like take a bit of dust and like licks it and kind of throws it around a bit and says, it went this way! And just points to the path, which is the only thing she can see.
Amazing. Everyone's like, okay!
Never doubt her!
Dwayne, how are you entertaining the tavern?
I think Dwayne has stopped because he realized he never actually cleaned all the mud out of his hurdy-gurdy. He's set it aside and is just leading everybody in a stomp clap. Sort of like he's playing the drum he's more of like a chant. Like everybody's, he's basically throwing down bars and inviting other people to go in and freestyle as well. It's just like a full, it's just like a block party that everybody's just dancing and yeah. celebrating yeah. all of the free beers as Dwayne just like, throws down with the kick drum.
The entire town, it seems, has come over. Like they've literally been clearing plants and weeds for the entire day. They're exhausted, but the idea that a bard has just turned up to make the entire day even better, like, everyone is there trying to have fun.
Mm. I think the song is gonna be called "Weed Want the Funk." Give up the funk. Oh, weed needs the funk.
Judges on the table.
Yeah.
Weed want the funk.
There's weed. You have to say weed.
Weed got the funk. And he gets that wrong. And he catches you and he does that thing. You're like, yeah, that's right.
We give each other the nod.
Meanwhile. Yeah. Tharnak has like a straw in his beer and is on the outside of the dance floor. Oh. Like he is at like a year six disco.
Oh.
Can Dwayne pretend to do the like the invisible rope thing and like pull Tharnak out onto the dance floor?
Paralyzed by fear, the invisible rope just pulls Tharnak over in a dead plank and he just hits the floor.
Oh no.
That's the first casualty of the night. We're not giving that young man a hand up.
I got him.
Judge will like try to get there before anyone else does. It's like, okay, come on, let's have some fun, man.
Okay, yeah. I can have lots of fun. It's not a problem. It's just I like to be by the wall.
Sure. Yeah. Cool. I see you.
Everyone, wool dance. Wool dance.
Dwayne slides over to the wall with the drum and starts just rubbing up against the wall, dancing.
Oh god!
A huge amount of people are joining you right there, Dwayne. Like almost every single wall has just got people weirdly gyrating. At Tharnak, you've got people squishing in either side of you, which is
to the window. Back to the wall.
I'll thaumaturgy the window to open as he goes over. Can I roll a performance check to see just how bad this goes as he eventually tries to get into it?
Absolutely.
That is an 11 minus 1 for a 10. So like real middle of the road, you know?
Yeah.
Like just
you're on every fourth beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Possible.
Yeah,
possible.
Dwayne's out there. To the window! To the wall! To the weeds all rot and fall! All these dragons crawl! Just dancing around.
Yes!
Aeneas, with the window having flapped open suddenly, and everybody rushing up to the walls and then back to the tables again and moving around, you do notice where one of the windows has sort of snapped shut again, some of the weeds have started climbing through.
Oh.
So... head over, I think. Keeping it clear, everyone's partying, dancing, so you're not going to like make too much of a thing. But what does catch your attention is that there's a red flower on this one.
Oh, that's unusual. Hey there, strangers from afar, you all seen some crazy stuff in your travels, you're telling me? Now, we've had these weeds for a while now, and, been blue flowers and unusual. It's been going on for a few weeks now, right, Wendell?
That's right, Uncle.
Yeah, that's right. So, we've seen the blue ones. Have you all seen... Look at this red one over here. Have you seen anything like this?
As you approach it, Aeneas, can you make a constitution saving throw, please?
How close is Aeneas to Judge?
Not that close. I'd say Judge is probably on the... not the opposite wall, but the adjoining wall.
Fine. Cool. Aura of protection would not protect you.
Nope.
Y'all listening on your commute or at home now, Aeneas has 4 hit points, so this won't go well.
Oh no.
What?
Please.
Whoa, no.
We hardly
knew
you.
He's just an NPC.
Aeneas rolled a 10.
So as you approach it, like pointing it out to everyone, you just touch it slightly sort of to get a better look at this flower. And... it half crumples in your hand and just poof, this whole burst of spores suddenly
oh no
up into the face, up the nostrils, yeah, right down the throat. Can you reduce your hit point maximum by 1d4, please?
This could be it.
He could die. Oh my god.
This could be it.
Oh my god.
Yep, I can.
Oh
my gosh.
Okay. Aeneas is down to 1 hit point.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, my dude.
He falls to the floor.
Still alive.
Oh my gosh.
I'm assuming like the atmosphere in the room goes silent, like.
You okay there, Uncle?
Yeah, that man falls like a sack of potatoes.
Tharnak will run over. I'm a medical professional. Move out the way.
George will run over and like fling his coat off and like cover. Has Aeneas fallen over?
He's basically slumped into the wall.
Yeah. So he's trying to assist Tharnak, but get out of his way. Like he'll cover like Aeneas with his coat and just like step back a bit and like keep eyes on the window. Let Tharnak do his thing.
Like he's conscious, but he's severely weakened. You can tell.
I'd like to inspire whoever is trying to help him.
I don't know if I can, if there's anything I can do because like I can't heal him because he doesn't have the available hit point slots for healing. Mm.
I'm at my Jasper.
You're
I'm at
max
my HP. Max HP right now.
Oh my gosh. Maybe we should inspect the flower.
Can I do can I do some medicine check to try and see if I can work out what happened? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sweet.
I'll inspire him for that.
Mm. Okay, I'm gonna guidance. Oh come on.
Oh man.
What did you roll?
I rolled a natural 1.
Oh no.
What, you could still add the D8 and the D4, you can't hurt.
I mean, yeah, okay, I'll try. Oh, that's a 1 on the D4.
Oh my gosh.
No. And that is a 2 on the D8.
Fuck me.
I'll keep hold of the D8 though, jeez. Cheers, my dude. I look down at Naya's go, yep. He's dead, for sure. He's gonna die. Yep. There's nothing we can do.
Oh my gosh.
But speaking of Aeneas, can you make another constitution saving throw?
No!
You get +3 because you're next to me. Aura of protection. Yeah.
Judges rushed in.
Okay, yeah. +3.
It'll all actually right. be better for you if you die, because then I can actually help you.
So, that's a 9 with the modifier.
Oh, my God.
And the +3 of aura of protection.
Buddy, I rolled a 6.
Oh, dude.
Can you reduce your hit points by 1d4,
how?
Please? Your
like,
max.
If it's any higher than a 1, he'd die, right?
if it's a 1, he dies.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a 1, he dies.
It is a 1.
If I was to bring him back, mm-hmm. would he come back? Does that end the effect? Would he come back with 4 hit points?
Well, what I'll say is, as you've both sort of rushed in to have a look, to try and help, you just see him, like, panic. His skin, like, goes ashen grey, like, pale as anything. Slightly sinks, and he just stops moving.
Oh, no! No! No!
I gotta try something!
And then vines start crawling up out of his mouth.
Oh my gosh! No, no, no! No!
Okay, I take out my warhammer and I crush his head.
Oh my god!
We need to stop whatever that is.
I will let you make 1 attack roll.
Can I?
Whilst this transformation is happening.
No! Can I interrupt that or something? I don't know.
No, I'm going to let Tharnak do 1.
Okay, fine.
And then we'll see.
It's only a 17.
Oh, well, he...
A 17? A 17 hits, yeah.
Does a 17 hit?
So roll your damage for it.
Dead commoner.
Aeneas is a hero.
There is a scream from the crowd as everyone has just seen you rush over to Aeneas and then smash his head in.
Oh my gosh! No!
Has everyone seen Midsummer? Because... I watched that the other day.
The beloved bartender.
Okay, so that is a total of...
Oh, fuck me.
It's a 14 damage.
14 damage. Nice, he takes it. And
I just want to stop the vines from coming out of his nose.
Yeah.
Smashed his face in.
As you sort of lift your hammer back up, though.
Some of that is thunder damage, if that makes any difference to the vines.
It doesn't really, but the... The head is gone.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
But the...
Guys, I had more plot points to tell you.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
I had hooks galore.
Hooks galore.
All along his spine, all down his arms, just his skin starts cracking and becoming bark-like and, like, sprouting spikes and spines and flowers and... More of these red flowers start.
Judge grabs his jacket.
Everybody,
body.
Back up!
Get up!
That's where we're going to end the episode.
Oh my gosh!
Oh no!
Fuck!
no, I'm... We need to sleep. We need to sleep because I need to stock different spells. I wasn't prepared.
Can we say that Dwayne looks at this, all of this, and just like,
oh,
oh
my gosh. Oh, man.
I go, oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
Really having the worst day.
Oh, you really are, buddy.
This is a terrible day for... Oh, damn.
You have been listening to David Knight as your Dungeon Master, Jeremy Cobb as Dwayne Fabulosa, Jasper William Cartwright as Tarnak Thunderseed, Daryl Bailey as Judge, Vicky Gaskin as Valerie, and Chris Watts as Anais. Original music by David Knight, and this episode was edited by Pippa Beckford. If you enjoy No Small Roles, please consider rating and reviewing the show. Tell your friends, subscribe, and follow us on all social media. Thank you for listening to the further adventures of Dwayne Fabulosa, presented by No Small Roles. Anom for now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.